Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 15, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Transcriptomic and proteomic profiling shows dysregulated immune and metabolic pathways in arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy. Complete results were not available in the abstract. This study aimed to characterize the myocardial transcriptome and proteome in patients with arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy. Specific numerical findings on which immune and metabolic pathways were dysregulated, or the detectability of key molecules in plasma and tissue, were not provided. Article number 2. Albuminuria is associated with worse outcomes in non-diabetics hospitalized with acute heart failure. Complete results were not available in the abstract. This study evaluated if albuminuria was associated with adverse outcomes in non-diabetic individuals hospitalized with acute heart failure. Specific numerical findings regarding the association between albuminuria and patient outcomes were not provided. Article number 3. Prognostic determinants in patients with secondary tricuspid regurgitation, classified by right ventricular systolic function. Complete results were not available in the abstract. This retrospective study aimed to stratify patients with severe secondary tricuspid regurgitation based on right ventricular fractional area change. Specific echocardiographic parameters influencing prognosis or definitive conclusions on patient stratification were not provided. Article number 4. Activation of endothelial transient receptor potential vanilloid 4 exacerbates myocardial ischemia reperfusion injury via vascular integrity impairment. Complete results were not available in the abstract. This study hypothesized that endothelial transient receptor potential vanilloid 4 contributes to post-ischemic vascular hyperpermeability and myocardial injury. Specific numerical findings demonstrating the exacerbation of ischemia reperfusion injury or the impairment of vascular integrity were not provided. Article number 5. Echocardiographic indices of ventricular systolic function in adults with Fontan palliation. Feasibility, reproducibility, and prognostic implications. Complete results were not available in the abstract. This retrospective cohort study assessed the feasibility and reproducibility of echocardiogram-derived systolic function indices in adults with Fontan palliation. Specific numerical findings on the relationship between these indices and clinical outcomes were not provided. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.